What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Bugsy Laveau.
It's the young skydiver, Pizzo Ben Wham.
You are now tuning in to 94.9 The City Boys. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Yes, sir.
Thank y'all. We are the unfiltered voice of the youth of Fort Myers.
All that.
Pizzo, what up, man?
Man.
What you been up to, dog? How's these past, because I feel like I ain't seen you in a minute. How's these past few days been with you, bro?
I seen you at Fat Tuesday. I know I seen you there. But March has been an expensive month for me, man. I've been living my life this March, man. But these past few days,
yeah,
I just had a photo shoot.
Okay.
Because Pizzo needs some new profile pictures for the Flabies. You understand?
Okay. Hollywood so, Wham. Okay.
Hollywood Wham. I was just on, that's what really just happened. I was just on Love & Hip Hop. Buzzy don't believe me.
Bro, you was not on Love & Hip Hop, bro.
Why I wasn't on Love & Hip Hop?
Bro, all right, so let me tell you what I saw, right? I seen you retweet a
haters,
clip. So I hopped on Twitter.
Haters I clicked on, my on trail, a clip. I ain't trying to stop.
I clicked on a clip. I seen Susie performing for Trina Showcase.
Mm-hmm.
I seen D Goodson performing for Trina Showcase.
And they did.
And then by them, I seen like a dread like on the corner of the screen.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know if it was you or not. But it's like
five. So you saying you like don't know who Dredd that is?
Nah, I didn't know.
So you saying you don't know who Dredd that was?
I didn't know who Dredd that was, bro.
But you like that saying Dredd when I posted it on Instagram?
No, bro. Ooh, what are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah. No, moment of truth. Moment of truth is here. I posted this picture on Instagram when I was deaf. I had that same Dredd that he seen on TV. And right. He liked that picture.
All right. We gonna let the audience decide if you matter of actually...
fact. When I get on my Facebook and all my social medias, I'm gonna post that, and y'all gonna see it.
Post
that's
that
Pizzo
clip.
In the yellow
post
hat.
That clip. Post the clip. We gonna post that clip, and we gonna y'all gonna vote to see if Pizzo was actually in that episode or not.
Yeah, and if you've been keeping up on my Facebook, first person to send Pizzo a picture of Pizzo on Love & Hip Hop gets a free photo shoot.
But we had like a dope few weeks, man. We had a Wild
Crazy
Splash in
weeks.
Tampa.
Yeah.
That was like my first time seeing Kodak perform.
Mine too. And
first
Plies.
Time seeing Plies perform. I feel like Plies had like the best,
and
best performance.
Plies had the best performance though.
Yeah,
he had it down.
Lil Baby was alright.
No, I'm saying that was my first time seeing Lil Baby.
Yeah. That was my first time too, but I feel like he was not good of a performer.
Yeah.
Ross killed it too though.
Yeah, Ross.
I like
killed
Ross.
It. Yeah.
Then we went to Fat Tuesdays.
Yeah.
That was all like the same week.
That's that was crazy. The same week.
Yeah, that was all the same week. And Bar Greasy killed it.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen a lot of people from the city show love. You know, a lot of people was congratulating us on the show and like
saying
crazy. How much they a fan and stuff like that.
I seen this one lady who gave me props and she made me blush, but I ain't gonna put a name out there. But shout out to you because you know who you are.
And then there was like some crazy white guy on stage. He was trying to take credit for like the show. I ain't never seen him in my life, but.
Who is this guy?
The mysterious
guy that snuck in the van and took a picture with Young Miami.
The mysterious mayonnaise man.
The mayonnaise man.
The mayonnaise man.
The mayonnaise man.
The mayonnaise man on stage. If y'all know who the mayonnaise man is, who was on Facebook after that taking credit for the show, please let us know.
Please let us know.
Please let us know.
So
I can add him as Duck of the Week on the next episode. Now, speaking of. Well, actually, no, it's had nothing to do with mayonnaise men. But anyways,
man.
Speaking of the music industry, so one thing that I've noticed, man, is like, you know, female MCs, man. I feel like they've been killing it lately. You know,
right.
Cardi winning the Grammy, Meg Thee Stallion looking amazing as always, Dreezy spitting,
yeah.
Tink always doing her thing.
I never in his life thought I would sing a City Girls song.
City Girls. What's her name? Bad Baby, Bad Bye, whatever her name is.
Bad baby.
Hottest artist out right now. And she from Florida. I said it. So my point
he
is.
Said it.
I said it. So what I'm saying is females have been killing it, man. And it kind of poised the question for me, like, what about the Southwest Florida female MCs? Like,
ooh.
I don't really know that many, but I'm
y'all
sure
didn't
that
know
out
we
there,
had
bro.
Them, did you?
Nah, I didn't. I know like the heavyweights, like the main people who've been grinding, like Susie, of course.
Of course.
Who performed at Fat Tuesday? Shout out to Susie.
At Fat Tuesday. And she was on Love & Hip Hop. Yeah,
I
know because I was on the show.
Oh, anyways. Yeah, so she's doing like, you know, dope things, you know. Who else we got out there, Pizzo?
We got, all right. I found her on Instagram.
Okay.
Her Instagram name is Biddy something else.
Okay, we're going to call her Biddy.
We're going to call her Biddy.
Biddy.
Little itty, Biddy. But she's snapping,
her
man.
What's her Instagram now?
Yeah, it's, I'm going off the top of the dome, so if I get it wrong, you should find it just off of what I'm saying, similarities, mm-hmm. all that stuff. Bitty something else or itty something else.
Okay.
But it's periods in between that.
All right. Yeah, 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 yeah. Her.
Yeah, and she dropped, I done seen like 8 videos of her snapping. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you know how people like, they put the beat in the background and they rap.
Yeah.
City bars. She snapped.
Yeah.
She had this one song off of, she had rocked out there. She got a dunk song. And she slid that bitch.
I think I just seen that clip actually. I think
it's Yeah.
So they got
she snapping.
They got this girl called Keisha Stewart. She got like little blonde, like blondish hair, gold to hair, something like that.
Mm-hmm. I seen her. I think I seen her on the internet or something like that.
Yeah, I seen her online. She got like on a little R&B vibe. She still sound like she knew though. Like I was listening, she sound like she's still trying to find herself in the music.
You can tell about like the lyrics or like,
nah, I can tell like her delivery.
I feel that.
She only had one song up, one video.
Oh, then yeah. That's
but she was dope though. From what I heard, I was like, okay, she kind of killing it. Then we got Sherelle.
Ooh,
that's she been grinding for a long time. She living
music crazy.
Yeah, she like NERD type stuff.
You put that right on the head.
But she can snap though. She from out here, but she live in Atlanta right now.
Yeah,
she doing her thing out there in Atlanta. Yeah. Speaking of Atlanta, another one that's from Fort Myers that live in Atlanta is Courtney Myers. Mm. She used to go by like Miss Tiny or something like that. She's been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been doing it for a while. She go by Courtney Myers now. She like to me, she's like the original female South Florida MC. Like,
yeah, she is.
I heard about her a long time ago. And like, I was just on her YouTube page and she just dropped something a few months ago. So she's still doing her thing, man. And I think it had like 3,000 views. So it's like she got like a nice little fan base, whatever that she got going on.
Shout out Courtney Myers.
Shout out Courtney Myers.
Who else we got her name?
Some girl named Maya. I just found out about her today.
Some girl named Maya.
Nah, that's not. Her name is Maya. But I just found out about her today. I think her real name, like, my fault if I butcher this, Bethany Brunson. I don't know why she go by Maya and her name Bethany. So if you watching, you got to clear this up, please. Like, leave in the comments, explain Maya. It, break it out. Because I had a hard time finding your shit, man. You got, like, 3 different names. It confused me. But, nah, she was dope, too. She had a video with Will Films, actually. That's how we found it.
The plug.
And then the video was kind of crazy. Like, the video was, like, I don't know, like she had kidnapped some dude and like she was.
Oh, I seen that video. Yeah. And she had a headband on.
Yeah.
I seen that video. Yeah. That video was hard.
You know anybody else, Bizo?
I know. You know who I know? She like the city girl of Fort Myers. I be saying that. I fucked it so heavy. I shouldn't have said that in the radio. I mess with her so heavy. Bayway. Her name Bayway. And matter of fact, she dropped a song with Keisha Stewart.
Okay.
Since you mentioned her, she dropped a song.
You know what's funny though? Like, mm-hmm. maybe not Keisha Stewart, but I feel like Maya, Bayway, and Bitty, they like the young, like, I don't know, dog. They like the young street, like, girl that'll finesse you out of, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what they remind me of. Like,
yeah, I would never put my chest in Bayway. She'll tell you, I'm a woman. Nah, I ain't even playing with it like that.
Nah, but,
it's one person that I remember I heard her on the radio before I heard like all these females.
Who?
She from Bonita. Her name KB Rose.
KB Rose.
Yeah.
I actually seen her perform. That was the first time I seen her.
And one thing about her, she actually spits. Like, it ain't no melodies to it, ain't no R&B vibe. She ain't talking about like
she's like a rapper.
Yeah, she ain't talking about the city girl thing. She a rapper. So I wanted to mention her.
Yeah, she doing her thing. Now, let's segue on to this. Pizzo, you got something for the playlist?
Yes, sir. I had to go to, this song, I mess with it, bitch, so heavy. And what's crazy, it came out of Fort Myers. We got Osama B. Huncho, a.k.a. B-Dot. If you know about that, take off gang. Say something, you know what I'm talking about. You got this song called Movie. And I seen this because my dog made a thriller video.
Yeah.
When they just be wilding and all
that. Yeah, they be dancing and shit.
So bro was hitting the little moves. And I had seen something in the comment said, you must have learned that at Fly Lounge. So I was like, let me tune into this. So I hear the song and that bill crank. He was like, I'm gonna go my life a movie. And I was like, my life a movie too. So I had the rest of that song. I got it on my Apple Music, all that. So that's like one of my favorites right now. And it just came out. So show love to the city. Osama B. Huncho. My next one is back at the city, because I like the music Folk Miles is producing right now, you know what I'm saying? And this one is coming from Swisher Vegas. He got this track called Right. Gotta Get It Right, and I'm gonna get it right. And it's like, that song, I just wake up and I just want to bounce, you know what I'm saying? It's motivational, and it talks about, like, just, he been on his ass before, but he don't care about that, because he finna bounce back, and he finna come back 10 times harder in the words of Rod Wade, you understand me? And lastly, I got, coming out of Jacksonville, Julio Fulio. He got a song with Zaytoven, and that bit goes so hard. And the reason I wanted to mention it on this episode, because it's not a new song, but I wanted to mention it on this episode.
What's the name of the
song, though? It's called Crooks.
Okay.
And it's with Zaytoven. And it just hit 2 million plays. Just hit 2 million plays. I ain't going to say today, because I don't know when it hit 2 million plays, but I just seen it on my Instagram feed. Brezzy hit 2 million plays, and that song goes so hard. And it talks about, like, he basically talked about all this pain, but he put it on the Zaytoven beat. And it's, yeah, it make you feel like you listening to a Future song.
Yeah,
yeah, but those what I'm going with this week, you understand me? So it's Osama B. Huncho Movie, that's number one. We got Julio Fulio Crooks, and then we got Swisher Vegas with that, right? You understand me? And this is this week's Pizzo's playlist.
For sure, for sure. Yeah. Now let's segue into something a little bit more serious. You know, YBN Almighty J, who is, if y'all don't know, he's like a young rapper. He's like part of the YBN clique. I mean, it's really not important because his music's not that good. But what is important is he was getting his ass whooped recently on, it was live on, it was all over social media.
So how did that come about?
I really don't know, bro. But it's like every time I turn around, I see him, he's in some man, like whether he's fighting somebody, mm-hmm. he's robbing a rapper, or he's like doing some reckless stuff.
Oh.
Like, he always like involved in some foolishness, man. And it's like, you know, I feel like, I don't know, man. Sometimes I feel like it's cool for these kids to get their ass whooped. I feel like this is really what they need. Like, they just be all over the place, man.
So he had it coming to him?
I think so, bro.
Like, I think so, too, when you mentioned that he robbed somebody else.
Did you see? You know what I'm talking about, right?
You're talking about the skinny from the nine situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he had robbed Skinny from the Nine, whatever. But he always been involved in other stuff, bro. Like, he's always getting in fights and always getting in scuffles. And it's like, he's known more for his antics than his music. And I just feel like, I don't know, man. I feel like he got to sit down.
My question that comes from, like, these situations is, like, what does the robber gain from this? I mean, of course, he's going to take whatever
money.
The chain.
Yeah.
But nowadays, robbers are recording everything. You understand?
Yeah.
And they're posting it on their Instagram, like, yo, this such and such, I'm finna beat up bunch of butts. You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't on that. And so it's like, now they do it for the fame. In my eyes,
I feel like they always did it for the fan, though.
But like, okay, they get they nobody. What rapper has capital? Who capitalized off of their 15 minutes of fame? Off of like robbing
people?
Off of robbing people.
I can't think of anybody right now. Besides label heads, I can't really think of anybody right now.
You know any label heads?
Who rob? There's a lot of them.
Oh yeah. If you want to take it there, we ain't taking it there.
Nah, I know what you're talking about though. Nah, bro, I can't think of any Jack Boy that.
And so that made me think like, if they ain't really got nothing in the game, they ain't got nothing to lose, and that made me feel like the robber is the most dangerous man in the world. Yeah. A Jack Boy is more dangerous than, I don't know, whatever you want to name. Because you dealing with a man who just...
You don't care. Yeah.
Nothing to lose. You risking your life for whatever you finna take.
Speaking of, I remember reading an article back in the day where they interviewed Gucci Mane. Mm. And he said he was the realest rapper ever. And I asked him why. And he said, because I robbed my whole neighborhood. And no one ever did nothing to me. So, I mean, that's besides the point. But I just remember that when you just brought that up.
But why nobody even did?
I don't know.
I mean, I feel that.
Yeah, I believe him, too. He probably did do it. But nah, man. But, okay, so this begs a different, like, this is like, you know, this for me poses a question, right? Like, So we had this situation with YBN Almighty J, who was talking crap. Then some dudes ran up on him, beat him up, and he ran away, right? Everybody calling him soft because he ran away. He had his ass out like a stripper, pulling up his pants, like he just got caught cheating, whatever, jumping out the window, whatever, right? Cool. Mm-hmm. But then, like, on the flip side, Young and Ace, right? just got into a situation in Atlanta, I believe, where I think he was in a hotel.
Yeah.
And some people was trying to rob him. And yeah. then, like, he killed one of them and some of his homies. And I don't know. A whole bunch of stuff happened.
Yeah.
But he locked up right now, right? I think he got arrested for something like that. I think so. I'm not sure. But anyway, so my thing is, like, what is the best thing to do in that situation? Because.
Defend yourself, fool.
But now you facing that. Hold on. I think he facing a charge off that, bro. Like. Should you just
depending
like
depending on try if to it stands your ground, huh? But yeah, that's one thing about that comes with a rapper. Like, you can't avoid that. If you're gonna be a successful rapper, somebody gotta rob you. Somebody gotta attempt to rob you, and it's either gonna result in you losing your career or boosting your career.
But do you feel like some of these people bring it on to themselves with like everything they be with the type of energy that they be putting out?
Yeah, that's what I mean by that comes with it. Because that's the energy that these robbers like, all right, YBNJ.
Yeah.
He just got robbed, beat up. But he in his music, he talk about whatever, toting guns. He got Dracos in his videos and all that. But now he just put up a video like, he just dropped a video about the situation. In the song, he's saying, leave me alone. I don't even understand that type of stuff. But it's like, it's supposed to come with it. That's what you putting out there. If somebody come test your tough guyness.
Yeah.
You got to stand on your tough guyness if that's what you putting out to the world.
I'm not going to lie, though. It sounds kind of stressful being a rapper.
It is stressful. That's why I don't want to be a rapper.
It sounds like you got to deal with stuff from all angles, bro. Yep. It's like.
You got to know the business. Bro, working you got to get your street cred.
Working at Wendy's is so much easier, though. Yeah. Like, you don't got to deal with it. You just got to deal with, like, grumpy customers, and that's it. Like, who finna rob a Wendy's employee? They might rob a Wendy's. Mm-hmm. But they're not going to rob a Wendy's employee.
Nah, they ain't finna go in the cashier pockets.
I don't know, man. My message on these topics to all the kids out there and all these young rappers out there is just move smarter, man. Like,
yeah, stop flexing all the time. That's really why you get robbed.
Yeah, like, you're just doing too much, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? Be smart about your decision and how you operate out here. It's a cold world. Yep. You might end up with your ass out like Almighty J. You know,
why is they concerned? You broke. Stick to that story.
Now, I gotta do it, man. Pizzo. Duck of the week.
Ooh.
I didn't want to do it. I thought long and hard about this.
Okay.
But I gotta do it to him, man. This might rub some people the wrong way, but hey, man, listen. I'm here to provide y'all with
all that.
With objective. No, I'm here to provide y'all with the truth.
The truth.
The harsh truth.
All that.
This week's duck of the week is going to Aaliyah's mom. You know Aaliyah, the singer that passed away?
Her mom?
Listen, swatch. So you know how she was married to R. Kelly, right? When she was like 15, R. Kelly was like old as shit. Mm-hmm. So
this is interesting, buddy.
There is a report that has come out recently saying that Aaliyah's mother, not only did she consent to Aaliyah marrying R. Kelly because R. Kelly had got her pregnant, but at the time that Aaliyah was married to R. Kelly, she was actually sleeping with R. Kelly at the same time.
This is interesting.
This is very interesting. So just to clear it up. So R. Kelly was married to Aaliyah. They were hooking up. They were doing whatever they were doing. And then when Aaliyah was going to bed, he was going into the mom's room and hooking up with the mom. And the mom knew about all this going on. And when the Surviving R. Kelly documentary dropped, Aaliyah's mom was on record in multiple interviews slamming that documentary, saying that it was all false. Now, the reason I got to give her duck of the week is because, look, you putting your child in danger. Not only are you putting your child in danger, you're putting her in a very sticky situation. You're also sleeping with her predator.
Mm.
So it's like, I don't know. I look at you as like twice as evil. Am I wrong for that?
She a goose.
Whatever. She's a goose.
That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, am I wrong for looking at her as twice as evil, bro? Like, I feel like.
You're not wrong.
If you sell your child. And then you fall in love or romanticize her predator. And then years after all this stuff gets exposed, you still choose to defend him.
It sounds like a precious story.
It sounds like a precious documentary gone wrong. So with that, I got to give a few quacks to the quack.
What?
I'm sorry. It's going to rub some people the wrong way, but whatever. We here.
Yeah.
Now, switching gears. Now, as y'all may know, in Lee County, you know, Lee County's been named after a Civil War general, Robert E. Lee. And The Robert E. Lee statue in downtown Fort Myers was knocked down. And now we have people that have feel some kind of way and are trying to defend it. And that poses the question to me, like, should we still have that statue up in Fort Myers? The Robert E. Lee statue?
My question is, does anyone the age 26 and under know what Robert E. Lee did? Everybody gonna probably say, like, oh, he racist, but nobody even know this man. So
yeah.
If somebody knocked down this statue, this monument, this whatever this is, I don't care. It's like it could be a hoodlum or a hero either way. Why are so many people in outrage? I feel like if you're in outrage, then it's something deeper than that. You're not mad at somebody.
My thing is, like, I don't understand why Robert E. Lee is looked as a hero out here, because it's like, for one, he never stepped foot in Lee County.
Yeah.
This county only got named after him after Henry said something, was like, hey, you know, do my boy a favor and just name a county for him because, you know.
What, he owed him some money or something?
That's what I'm saying. And on top of that, he was someone, like, if we really break it down, he was someone who fought in a war. And not only was he on the wrong side, but they lost.
What was the war about, Bugsy?
It was about, you know, civil war, racism.
Keeping black people as slaves.
But that's my point. They lost. So why are we celebrating someone who lost the war? Like, why do we have ties with someone who took the L? Like, when did America become the country of celebrating its losers? Like,
we never did, because we so losers. So why would we even? That's probably why, because we some so losers. But I ain't saying we. They some so losers.
So I feel like we do need a change. I feel like, you know, we do need a change, Lee County. But the name itself, not the name, but the meaning behind it. So we can keep Lee County, but instead of naming it after Robert E. Lee, I've come up with a list of some people who we should name it after. Bruce Lee. Right? Bruce Lee. He was an amazing American hero.
Okay.
He was out here in the time when it was, you know, hard for young Asians. And he was out here sleeping with mad white women. And he was a hero. And he was a star. And he was tragically gunned down.
I'll be cool with that.
Bruce Lee. Then Bruce I got Jet Lee.
Jet. His brother. He did.
It's not his brother, bro. That's not his brother.
Equally cool.
He is another Asian hero who's out here whooping ass in many movies. Right? Jet Lee.
I thought they were brothers.
Check this one out. I got Lee Daniels.
Who is Lee Daniels?
He made Empire.
Oh.
He made all the movies, all that stuff.
Wait, Harvey Lee did?
No. Lee Daniels is like it's like the guy that made Empire, bro. Like, he produces TV shows and stuff like
Lee
that.
Lee Daniels got to show me a street cred. But
he don't got no street cred. He don't got no street cred. He's just a nice...
Put another name out the hat. I ain't about you for, bro.
Nah, listen. I'm a vouch for Lee Daniels. We can name Lee County after Lee Daniels. Then the last one I got here is Bruce Leroy from The Last Dragon.
Oh.
What you think about that?
That's hard.
Bruce Leroy. See, if y'all want to end... If y'all so progressive as y'all say, and y'all want to end and racism is over, like y'all say, y'all should change it from Robert E. Lee to Bruce Leroy from The Last Dragon. If y'all don't know who that is, do your Googles. That is an American hero.
American hero.
He was out here saving lives, kicking ass, as always. So this is like a nice list that I feel like, you know what I'm saying, could definitely like put a nice spin to the Lee County.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that at all. I'm cool. I'm cool all with for that it.
Too. Or just make Lee County, I mean, Franklin, the governor, just call it a day. That's what we can do.
Lee County Lenny. Now, as y'all may know, I end every single episode with a poem. And this is one that's kind of close to my heart. And I hope y'all understand my plight. And I hope y'all see things from my perspective. And I hope no one takes any offense to this poem. I don't mean anything wrong. But it is what it is. And it goes a little something like this. There are times that we question change. There are times that we wonder why. But a loss is a loss, and the game is the game. So if you fell in love with the girl from Lehigh, you got finessed.